Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things that you can find on our website, including our blog, including archives, thousands of archives of past shows, virtually any small business topic you can think of. We've conducted at least one interview, maybe dozens on that topic, and they're all archived there for you on our website, so you can go back and listen to what our experts and I have had to say about those over the years. Also, there are many articles, thousands of articles that you can select from, and lots of other capabilities, lots of other resources at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use that to your advantage because it's all free. The only thing you have to pay for on our site are our books. Laurie Pune is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and Laurie is an attorney by education. She is a persuasive communication expert by profession. She's the president of Laurie Pune Communications. She's the author of Instant Persuasion, How to Change Your Words to Change Your Life, and she's our new friend. Laurie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be a part of it.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for joining us to help us celebrate International Administrative Professionals Day.
That's right. That's now, right. It's the day to celebrate all the people who do all the work and get no respect.
And they would probably say, and not nearly enough of the pay.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, of course, we've been celebrating International Professionals, Administrative Professionals Week all week. I've been mentioning it every day, but today is officially the day, and it's not just national, it's international, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It is. Because, you know, there are people in this position everywhere, right? I mean, in the U.S., maybe, I think statistics show it's somewhere between 4 and 5 million people are administrative professionals.
Right. Well, and the thing is as you and I were talking off the air and as we've talked about on the show before, historically, those folks have been called secretaries.
That's right.
And the very first ones were men.
You're right. They didn't even let women into those office places
at the time. That's right. And then women demanded those jobs, and they got them.
And they got them.
And then they more than likely, most of the time, they were ladies. And now that job has become there are still some people out there who prefer to be called secretaries, but more and more they think of themselves as administrative professionals. And Laurie, not because they want a new title or they feel like there's something wrong with being a secretary, but their jobs have changed. Their jobs
That's
have
right.
become so much more, haven't they?
That's right. Technology has changed everything. Where secretaries used to do a lot of note-taking, handwriting, letter writing.
Shorthand.
Everything is electronic now. So you're basically, as an assistant, you are an administrator. I mean, you're basically managing the person's office, managing clients, managing all these things that used to be, you know, done by that person himself or herself.
Right. Well, listen, I'm old enough to have watched this whole thing morph right in front of my very eyes, Laurie, because I, you know, having taken, you know, business courses to get my degree in college, I saw people getting degrees in these areas. I mean, I remember, you know, people taking shorthand in college and obviously typing but you know, those antiquated posting machines and all those things that were used in the early part of the century, you know, it hasn't been that long ago that people were still using those things.
I know. And some people still do. I mean, especially a court reporter certainly use that kind of stenographer.
But it's
really changed.
And for small businesses, Laurie, the administrative professionals, their job could be anywhere from writing a letter to faxing something to literally managing a project that is the future of the company.
That's right. Whatever needs to get done.
Yeah.
Whatever needs to get done. And the amazing thing about the term also, administrative professional, is that it really allows for more career advancement. We were saying that. It's not a pigeonholed label.
Right. I've seen many cases where, as I've called on businesses over the years, where the small businesses, where the, you know, when I first called on them, the person I talked to was the secretary. And if I called on them today, that person would be a senior vice president in that company.
Right. Right.
They just rose through the ranks because they knew where all the bodies were buried.
they had to get the job.
They knew where everything was. It's the truth, isn't it?
Yep, that's true. I mean, they were actually running the place in many ways.
Right.
So that can move them up. But, you know, today it's really important to think about the fact that, you know, money isn't enough in a job. It's sufficient, but the number one reason people leave their jobs is because of a bad boss.
I've seen many research, a lot of research on this over the years, over the last 30 or so years. Lori, I've never seen compensation, with the reason people leave their companies, their businesses, or the reason they think about leaving their company, their employer. I've never seen compensation even be second. I've never seen it be second even one time. It's always been third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be because they took the job knowing the compensation, right?
Right.
So at some point, that compensation was acceptable. The only reason it becomes unacceptable is because you're not valued or respected for the work that you're doing. And so bosses actually have a tremendous, tremendous power to persuade their assistants to work really hard and feel inspired and motivated and go that extra mile. And that boss can be a leader and motivate and inspire his or her assistants through the power of words. And I wrote Instant Persuasion because these words are so easy to say if we just know what they are.
Talk to us about some of those words.
Okay. Well, we've all been in a situation where a boss is always giving orders, always telling us what to do, right? Take care of this, do that. And yet there's a simple question the boss can ask that would be so important and so meaningful, and that question is, what do you think we should do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any opinions? Do you have suggestions? You were at the meeting. How do you think it went?
That's an incredibly powerful management tool.
It is.
What do you think?
It's called, you know, making people your partners. It's saying, in that one question, it says, I value your opinion. And that's what people want to know. You know, if the boss doesn't ask those for that input, at the end of the day, the assistant stops thinking, stops having input, stops caring, stops working as hard, takes that 20-minute coffee break. You know, I mean, every single day when we go to work, no matter what position we're in, we have a choice. How hard we're going to work.
Exactly. Lori, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come. Lori's going to help us with these communication skills and help us to appreciate our administrative professionals in our organizations because this is their day. And Lori Pune is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Instant Persuasion, and she and I will be right back.
A sugar and spine. I feel nice.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Lori Pune. She's the author of Instant Persuasion. And Lori, tell us where the book's available.
Instant Persuasion is in your bookstores or online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or through my website, where there are also a lot of free articles on persuasion, and that's
www.smartcomments.com. Smartcomments.com? Okay, check that out when you get a chance, folks. Instant Persuasion is the title of the book. And the last name is P-U-H-N, pronounced Pune, if you're Googling Lori. And that's Lori with an A-U. Lori, we're talking about something, and I'm glad you brought this up about this powerful question when you ask your people, what do they think? That is, but I want to come back to why small business owners don't always do that. It's partially a product of how the business got formed. A lot of small business owners in the early days, it's just them. There's nobody to ask. And so then they hire some people. And these people just, you know, they just got on board and they're just basically following the boss's orders and he or she has the vision and they're the driving force, the energy behind the company. And so they live together for a year or two or three or whatever, you know, till the employees kind of get their feet on the ground. And before long, the boss has become not very good at asking other people for advice. And so you see what I mean? And I'm not giving him a pass on it.
No.
I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm just saying this is reality. And so I think that maybe some of us need to be hauled up short a little bit and say, hey, boss, you know, would you like to know what I think about this?
That's right. I mean, we can also speak up as assistants and do that. And, you know, even in terms of getting the positive feedback that is critical, you know, on a daily basis, if your boss is always, you know, take care of this and you did this wrong and fix that,
right?
You know, you can say, listen, you know, I appreciate your criticism and suggestions. I take it to heart, but it would be really helpful if you could also point out what I'm doing right so I can make sure to do it again.
Right.
Right, because you can't be aware of what the boss is appreciating and respects if he doesn't tell you.
Well, one of the things, speaking from experience, Laurie, one of the best feelings that I ever got as a boss, was when I learned how, and I still probably don't do it as much as I should, but I try to, is when I learned how to say, what do you think? Take this, look at this and tell me what you think. Get back with me, let me know what you think. Check this out. What do you think we ought to do about this? When I was able to do that, and I said, hey, I don't have to decide everything. I have help. I have people who can help me with this. That
freedom.
Was incredibly liberating a feeling for me.
Right. It can be a great thing. And what we do need to realize is, as a small business owner, when we're working for ourselves, and I'm a small business owner too, the skills it takes to do the tasks well to succeed are different from the skills it takes to manage and supervise and work with people effectively.
Mm-hmm.
They're different skills. The skills of being a boss really means you're trying to be a leader. You're trying to motivate and inspire others around you to be a part of the team, to share common goals, whether it's new customers, profits, products. And so those skills are about communication, and they're about a team effort. And it is even something as simple as today's, you know, the day to celebrate our assistants. Well, don't just make it, flowers. Flowers die, but words... You know, words are etched in our memory forever.
Chocolates last at least a week, don't they?
Not with me. But, you know, words are etched in our memory forever. And so take today as an opportunity to make the thank you not just a comment we say on our way out the door, but a conversation.
Right.
Sit down and say, these are the things I value about you, and I appreciate your working hard and being here, and when you did this, it was fantastic, and I wanted to be sure you know that I'm thinking that, because we're so rushed all the time. A conversation like that person will go home and tell their spouse about what you said.
You know, Laurie, I still remember having that kind of a conversation with bosses from decades ago. I still remember those words.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure you remember some negative words too that get at them.
One or two. Well, you know, there are other things that we can do, and we don't even have to. Sometimes it's hard for people to make a big deal out of things like that. But what's wrong with an occasional well done?
Right.
You know, get that out there. Another thing, Laurie, that I've thought about. You know, it's easy to tell somebody they've done a good job when they've done a good job, but how do you handle it when things didn't go as well as you thought?
Okay, well, it's very important. You have an opportunity when something didn't go well. An opportunity
because they will. They will do
that. That's right. But it's an opportunity to show respect or disrespect. It's an opportunity to build trust or create mistrust that the boss has. What that means is you want to step forward and realize that person probably knows why it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to start by saying, listen, I want to talk to you about what happened. You know, what do you think happened?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think it went wrong? What ideas do you have for improving this in the future?
What did we learn?
Involve this person. You know, when we just, you know, and that's another really important tip. When we disagree with someone or we think they're wrong, if we just rush to judgment without saying, you know, listening first, or why do you hold that opinion, or what do you mm-hmm. think happened? If we rush to judgment, we think we're getting to the point and we think we're being, you know, effective and efficient, but really we've turned the person off to us.
Laurie, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for helping us celebrate International Administrative Professionals Day. Give us your website one more time, please.
Sure. My website is www.smartcomments.com. And Instant Persuasion is tools for all parts of your life.
Wherever books are sold. Laurie, thanks for being here. Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Laurie Pune, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Laurie Luchak and Lowell Miles.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.